Hi guys, it's Kara, host of Everyone's Business But Mine. And let's be real, one thing that makes the show possible is by selling sponsorships to advertisers. One way you can support us in getting more sponsors is by telling us a little bit more about yourself. You can do that by filling out a quick survey at the link in the show description. Plus, your answers are anonymous. They'll help us learn what you love most about the show and how to make it even better. The questions will ask you about the things that help advertisers understand the audience. It'll only take a few minutes, and it's an easy way to help the show. So you can find the link in the show description. Thank you so much, and stay tuned for the rest of the show.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I think that polygamy is a beautiful lifestyle for those that desire it.
Who believe in it?
Who believe in it and want everything that comes with it.
Personally, I don't think I would ever be able to make it work.
A bit of a captain's log. It is 7 o'clock in the morning. I'm supposed to release this episode, but I thought, how the hell could I release this episode without the bombshell information that just dropped as the perfect, just like, moment to season 18 of Sister Wives? If you guys have not heard, Mary went down to the Instagram to hard launch her man and announced that she's also turning 53 years old. So I have to explain a couple things because I know a few of you guys are going to be like, oh, you saw this on Mary's Instagram? How is that, Kara? Because we know that you've been blocked by her for a long time, okay? So here's the story of why I'm blocked by Janelle and Mary, okay? It hurts me. Why I'm blocked by Janelle, actually, I'm not really sure. I can only assume that it's because during season 16, for those of you guys who have been with me for a while, used to refer to Garrison and Gabe as Goofus and Gallant, and my only assumption can be that possibly I tagged her in a post that referenced Goofus and Gallant, and perhaps she didn't like that. So I've been on a campaign since, gosh, 2022 to hashtag unblock me, Janelle, because I really feel like that's an undeserved one, okay? This, much like Khloe Kardashian, well, I'm going to take that back. I probably did earn that one from Khloe. Lord knows what I said, but that one I probably did earn. Why I'm blocked by Mary is actually some of you guys' fault, and I have no problem saying that, okay? And giving you guys a light chastise and a light finger wag, because I didn't do anything, all right? I wish I could go back to the post to see exactly what she said, but I can't. So I will just have to sum it up for you, which is that she had posted last year, maybe 2022, something along the lines of, no, it must have been last year, some version of, yeah, me and Cody are no longer together. And she said something along the lines of, like, if you want to ask the question of why I stayed so long, whatever, why I didn't do this earlier. Like, please keep your comments to yourself. I, much like Cody prefers, was being compliant in that moment. And so she gave us rules and regulations for things that we could not say in the comments. So I simply said, okay. All I said was okay. And then all y'all replied to me like, oh, Kara, you're being shady. And I wasn't, mostly. But she saw it, and I think she felt some type of way about that. So I can't really put myself on that. I was doing what she asked. And y'all were like, oh, here's Kara being shady and a bitch again. And you ruined it for me. You ruined it. So I say all that to say that Mary's got a man. Mary's got a man. And I found my ways of finding what I needed to find. Okay, so you can head on over to Everyone's Business But Mine on Instagram if you also happen to be blocked by Mary. And you can see what it says. But if not, I'll read it out to you. It says, birthday, hashtag 53 is looking a bit different for me this year. And might I say I like how it looks. Meet Amos, the good-looking guy I've been dating since October. He's not 6'6", nor is he a pilot, but he loves Christmas almost as much as I do, and we laugh a lot together, both of which are important elements in a relationship. I'm just finding out, probably, because it's never happened in the other one. Anyway, I've been keeping this kind of close to me as we've been enjoying the last few months of dating and getting to know each other. As I've considered when and how I wanted to share this fun news and share him with the world, just kidding, not really sharing, I'm keeping to him to myself, wink emoji. I knew I wanted to celebrate my birthday in a special way and let you celebrate this with me. I feel like I'm getting this year off to a great start, and I can't wait to share more with you as the year moves forward. Hashtag worthy up, hashtag happy birthday to me, hashtag more in 2024. There are also a couple pictures. She also mentions in the caption, Zona loves him as well. So Zona is Mary's new dog. And like I said, there are a couple pictures of this gentleman. A lot of y'all said that he looks like Cody or not dissimilar to Cody. I can kind of see it. If you zoom in, And you squint, I'm like, yeah, I can kind of see what you mean. But I think this man is significantly better looking. And Mary does seem very happy. And you know what? I do feel like she probably got off a lot in the beginning of the year. And I'm sure it was a much better start than what she's been getting for the past 13 or so. So congratulations to you, Mary. If you want to unblock me, that would be nice. Jen, can you get Mary to unblock me? Because I really didn't do anything, okay? So, shout out to Mary. We're happy for her. And the rest of the episode is going to be a recap of chapter 2, part 2.
Hello,
of
guys.
Christine's
Welcome
wedding.
Back to another episode of Everyone's Business But Mine with me, Kara Berry. Our final sister wives for a little while.
That's sad, isn't it? Aw. I should have put on my Janelle duster for the occasion. I should have thought about that. Quick update, if you will. For those of you who have still not seen the Sister Wives look back or talk back episodes, for a while they were not available on the Max app, but I actually just checked and I can't remember. I think it's the talkback episodes you can find if you go to season 18 extras. One of the two are there. One's there, not the other. Okay, so just if you have Max, go to season 18 extras and you'll find one of the two. It's two parts. It's right there. So like I said last week, they're pretty good. I recapped them a couple weeks ago. So if you want to check out the recaps for that, you can do that. And now you can actually watch at least one of them if you have Max. So with that, let's get into part 2 of Christine's wedding. Where we left her off, she was doing, crisscross applesauce in the John Wayne room of their wedding venue, just kind of taking everything in,
the asbestos that were in the walls, and also just like the moment of, you know, marrying your one true love. That too. So now we see her in the beginning of this episode putting on her wedding dress. The girls are there. It's just really nice. This is like a good thing that I forget that Maddie is not Christine's biological child, but actually Janelle's, because she seems to be included with Janelle or Christine's older daughters in a way where it's like you really can't tell the difference. And I think that's very sweet. But David's in the parking lot. He's got some blue and silver Oakleys on. He's like, it's game time, and he's ready, okay? That man has the cleanest, sharpest lineup I've ever seen on a goatee. I didn't even know it's possible that you could get such a clean, hard line at the bottom, but thank God it was prominent. Silver, we loved it. Just a full, pure rectangular shape from the bottom of the lip down past the chin. And we loved it. We loved to see it. David's daughters, Katie and Reagan, two of them anyway, are walking him down the aisle. But then we see, Christine is being walked down the aisle mostly by Peyton. But then once they get up to her dad, Rex, he's going to walk her just like a couple steps over to David, right? So I forgot to mention, y'all, I should have watched this again, but I don't think, no, it did. He did say this. I failed to mention last week that when they got off that party barge and Christine saw her dad and they were embraced and he was whispering in her ear, I'm so happy for you, blah, blah, blah. One of the things that he said was how Cody was like screaming, crying to him at some point in time about like how he lost her. How could I lose Christine? So if anybody needed a laugh today, I did want to include that because it's making me giggle for sure. David says seeing Christine walk down the aisle is like seeing his unicorn, right? And their relationship is like indescribable magic, just this major connection that he can't even explain. As Peyton is walking Christine down the aisle, he tells her, he's a really good man. Like, I approve, and I love this for you. Janelle says she got really emotional watching Rex walk Christine down the aisle, because really, he's always been a big advocate for plural marriage and the whole lifestyle of polygamy, so it's really nice to see him just being in support of Christine, especially because she's not, you know, she's stepping into monogamy for the first time. So the guy who wanted to do some sort of dirty wedding officiant work, he does the wedding and he keeps it much cleaner than he wanted to. So he just does like, oh, you know, how David is this great guy. You hear about him before you meet him. His reputation precedes him. How in the midst of losing his wife, having to raise eight kids on his own, working long hours, he would get off of work and help the neighbor make their home more wheelchair accessible. Like, that's just the kind of guy he is. And Christine is the kind of mom who will, you know, send a text that can send a tear to your eyes. Okay, well, clearly we know which one you have a relationship with. So then he has to pull in some reinforcements with something from Isabel about how growing up, when Isabel would have an issue with friends and she would tell Christine would remind her that maybe something was going on with that person and they just needed a little bit more kindness. I will say, like, let's get into the looks, shall we? I'm like shocked. Maybe it's because it's like TLC, or a lot of it is because it's TLC, and we've seen many a wedding on this network. And they're just usually not giving, you know? So I don't expect to see even people who are dressed appropriately for the occasion. Like, usually at a 90-day fiancé wedding, there's, like, somebody in jeans. And I don't even mean, like, not even their nice jeans. Like, their rodeo jeans. Like, they don't care. Somebody's in, like, a message shirt. This is like, you know, Lazy Saturday or whatever. Like, usually people, it's just like a little bit different. So to see people who, like, all the girls are in complimentary colors and their dresses all look really cute, together and, you know, whatever's going on, you know, the flowers, the ambiance, like the whole thing. I think there's a lot of opinions about, because one thing about me, like my secret thing, it's not even really that secret, is that I love to look at like a celebrity bridal look, a wedding look, and kind of see like what I'm into. Because obviously, I sound like a loser. I've never been married, so I like to see what other people do. I didn't mean it like that, but I'm just like interested. So I do hear a lot of chatter about, you know, how if you're an older bride, an over 40 bride, you can't really do the same looks as a younger bride. And I've always been like, eh, whatever, I don't really care. I mean, I think there are just certain styles that are going to make you look young regardless. But I think there's more room to play with a wedding gown, in my opinion. Like, was Christine's dress, like, young? Like, could I see a younger bride in it? Absolutely. But I also thought it was completely age appropriate. I thought she looked cute. And Christine's like a bubbly, fun, she's got a young vibe to her. I thought she looked great. I liked, you know, the little flowers in the hair. Somebody had their braiding fingers going. She had a nice little dye job. It's also very hard, I think, for especially a woman with her coloring to pull off a dark lip. And she did well. Especially for an outdoor wedding, I think. So, cheers to her. So, Truly's, like, not quite the flower girl. Like, more of a ring bearer kind of vibe. I also loved her little jumpsuit. It was very cute. Like, the purple jumpsuit, the transition lenses, you know, the purple dipped hair. Like, she was giving. She was serving a look. She was serving, you know. Again, I don't know which Harry Potter house she belongs to, but I think she was serving that. Whatever that was. So she goes up to, like, give them the rings, and she does give them both a hug, which Christine thinks is very symbolic, and she tells Christine, you deserve the best. You deserve the best, Mom. And then she goes downstairs, because one thing about Truly is she will steal the spotlight, okay? She's much quieter than she used to be, but she'll still give a little twirl a swirl and a twirl, okay? She's going down with all her flair. You're welcome. You're welcome. Can we get into this kiss? Baby. It was deep. It was long. It was lingering. It was passionate. At one point, David kicked his little leg up. And that really made me cackle. He says in a confessional that, you know, I see the girls do it. In the name of equality, I will kick my leg up as well. I'm in the moment. I'm feeling it. What do these two do? These two are Disney adults down. Oh my God. Oh my God, you guys. Did y'all know? I don't know if this is real. I think it is real. But I came across my desk a video of a couple. I believe they might be on TikTok, but I saw this on Twitter that were talking about their lives as Disney theme park related or theme park specific swingers. Apparently there's an app. They talk about how great their relationship is and how they're doing it in all of the venues, from the Grand Floridian to whatever other properties that Disney has. And I'm just worried that they might go down that path, Christine and David, just like accidentally. Like, I think accidentally they might find this app and be like, oh my gosh, it's for other Disney adult couples to meet in some sort of, you know, ministry. And I just don't think that's the ministry that they're looking for. Christine seems very happy to be just with David. That was very clear. My leg almost kicked up. And then, unfortunately, we have to go back to the forests of Flagstaff, where Cody's still hacking away at the trees. He and Robin are sitting quite literally like two bumps on a log. And he says that at this point, this wedding is really none of his business. She doesn't need his permission or anything. Like, as if anybody thought she would. He's just worried about the kids being happy, but he thinks that they're old enough to be fine. Now, thinks that they're old enough. Why? Because you don't remember how old your children are, or you think they're all mature? Now, they're old enough to be fine with David, but they've all been poisoned by Christine to hate you. How does that work? They have the discernment to be okay? Unless it's Christine talking to them, in which case she's like the witch with the apple. Just, kids, everybody hate Cody. Okay. Is that how it works? Sure. So then he gets to rambling again about how he met David once. He really doesn't know anything. He wishes for them all the happiness that life can give them. You know, that's his honest feeling, and that's it.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You know, it's hard for it to not be on my mind that we had 25 years together. And, you know, this is when Robin's face is just like, oh, fuck's sake. Here we go again. You know, and I'm just like, you know, I'm just going to keep talking till those cameras leave, which might be the new title for the new show. Just keep talking until the cameras leave. So Robin, oh, my God, my notes actually said sobbing in here. Okay. Robin goes, oh, just give me a kiss, Cody. And while they're kissing, I'm using air quotes here, she's like looking at the camera and being like, okay, guys, go now so he can stop talking. Please pack it up before he says something dumb again. Robin says in a confessional that it's been really difficult and it's made her take a step back and wonder if plural marriage really works. Now, this felt like Frankenbiting, if you guys don't know, is when, like, if you're watching a scene and you can't see the people's actual lips move in coordination with what they're saying, and you're looking at, like, a mountain or whatever, more than likely, if they're talking, that's something that they recorded later or like, later as in the studio so you could get the clean audio, or they're, like, didn't get, well, how do I say this? Or basically, they're taking something from a completely different scene that has nothing to do with what we're watching and then putting in there to fit the narrative of the episode. That's what Frankenbiting is. This case is, I think they're putting something in to fit the narrative because we don't see any other on-camera interviews with Robin about this specific thing. But I also am, like, not sure what she's talking about. Are you saying that looking at Christine's wedding has been really difficult and made you take a step back, or this whole situation has been really difficult, which has been your usual narrative? And to further that point, why didn't we see more of Robin's thoughts? We get a lot of Janelle. We get a lot of Mary being like, no, I'm really happy for her. Once again, very happy for Christine. Hoping that luck rubs off on me as well. We got Mary saying that about 15 different ways to Sunday. We didn't really get a whole lot of input from Robin herself alone without Cody. And I would have liked to hear that because I'm sure it would have been fascinating. Very fascinating. But I also wonder if maybe she did what she did during the lookbacks and the talkbacks, which was, I can't do this scene. This is too difficult for me. I can't walk away. I'm going to have a panic attack. Like, panic attacked her way out of it like she did multiple times during those two specials. Weirdo. So then we get more insight from the Browns, or at least Caleb, Maddie's husband, about how excited they are about having David's family be included. Caleb seems shocked to have a family that actually, like, coexists politely, and not even politely, in like a way which people actually want to hang out. He's like, people were coming up to me and they were from David's family and they're talking about, hey, are you going to go and do this event after this event and like wanting to include us and talking about how they have family moving to North Carolina. Like, this seemed like a very new concept to him. Just the idea of families coming together and liking each other. He's like, is this real? What are we doing? They're talking politely. Wow. It's a brand new day over here. Aspen says that with her mom getting remarried, she's like, I guess I think of polygamy differently because I guess it wasn't really good for my mom in the end. Like, it was good for her for a while and then she needed something different. And then Isabel says, personally, she would never want to live polygamy because, yeah, it was like fun for her growing up, but she doesn't think that she would want that ultimately for her kids. And like, expand on that, because if you find you're like, if you're looking back at your childhood as great, which it seems like all the kids do, why would you not want to replicate that for your kids? I guess I would just be curious as to why that is. If you had fun, why would you not want that for kids? And then Gabe says that it's a beautiful lifestyle for people who want it and want everything that comes with it. And Savannah's like, yeah, personally, I don't think I'd ever be able to make it work. So then they start doing family photos and they're making sure, like, oh, don't make sure it's Christine's kids on one side and David's on the other. Like, let's all get mixy with each other. And, oh, what happens? Oh, at one point, like, they're doing photos and clearly they're like, the photographer is like, oh, let's do the fun kiss photo, right? The couple kisses and everybody's like, woo, you know, outside of it and cheering, right? So everybody's doing it, hands in the air, wooing. As you would, except for Truly, who's standing quite literally right in front of David and Christine and just staring at them as they're like really hardcore making out with each other. Just looking. Like, what's going on here? And I have a feeling that probably happens a lot in that house, you know? Like, she's like, for those of you who watch Kardashians and you see how often Courtney and Travis are just like tongue right to that little dangly bit in the back of your throat. Just like make really deeply making out with each other. And Penelope's like doing the prayer from Forrest Gump, like, please make me a bird so I can fly far, far away from this. Like, that's probably what Truly's up to. So then McKelty says that her opinion on polygamy really started to shift when the family moved to Vegas and how David's giving Christine everything she always wanted. So it's an obviously a tell that something was wrong from the very beginning with Christine and Cody if it's so perfect now. Like, also, she honestly thinks polygamy is a terrible idea. Like, being raised in her family was a blessing, but she doesn't think it was fair to her parents because none of them got what they needed out of that marriage. And even though she's only been married 7 years, which actually is a good chunk of time, to be honest with you, she knows what her mom and dad deserve. And she does not think polygamy is something that anybody deserves. Now, we also have a part two to this Instagram post that Christine took the comments off of and also changed the caption to last week, where she said that McKelty was the first child to embrace David and how great their relationship is. And I guess people came for her, so she changed it to how, like, just David, she and David have a great relationship or whatever. McKelty and Tony did Patreon in which David and Christine showed up to share their opinions on that. And Christine said she was really pissed off. She took the comments down or, you know, changed the settings on the comments because people were being so mean. And she tells McKelty, people are so much meaner to you and about you than they are about me. She didn't mean that in a shady way. I just thought that that's very interesting. And even McKelty was like, oh, okay. Wow. So she and David said he was actually pissed off about people's response to that and that it is true that she was the first one to embrace. And he goes on to talk about how, like, she basically was coming from a place where he appreciated, which is in a divorce, the child should not have to pick a side. And therefore, you know, any allegiance that she had toward Cody should not factor into the relationship that she has with David and how basically she like accepted him with open arms, and that was like really nice. But he was also very much of the opinion of like, go ahead and have your relationship with that man with the curly hair. Like, I don't care. Do your thing, baby girl. So apparently they're fine. I had also heard just like a completely unfounded rumor that maybe McKelty and Tony are on the outs with Cody and Robin right now. I think that would be very interesting. Like, let's get into that. Is that true? Let me know if you guys have also seen that or if I just made that up in this addled brain of mine. Janelle eventually hits back at Robin, and Robin's fantasy of Cody being dead or running around the property as they're all sitting on the porch with their grandkids. This is talking about old times. Janelle says, I can see Christine and David sitting on their porch with their rocking chairs, looking at their kids running around. And then she says, you know, it actually feels really whole and like the family has an identity now, and that any of the kids who are not here would still feel welcome. I do think that at some point during this, Christine mentions like my 13 kids and not my 18 kids. And so there is a lot of mention of like any child in the Brown, anybody who's got a last name Brown, if they want to come around, they can do that. But how do we think that's true? Or do we think that that's polite for politeness sake because there are kids involved? But I gotta say, like, even if it's polite for politeness sake, it's still better than what Robin is doing, which is acting like she's a victim of some of these children and not like, yeah, I don't really fuck with your mom. You're more than welcome, though. And I know it's probably not going to happen, so it's really just like me saying words, but I do feel like it's truer of Christine than it would be for Robin to be like taking herself out of a group chat in the most dramatic fashion because some kids didn't approve of you having, or they didn't respond in the way that you wanted to when they were literal teenagers to you getting knocked up by their dad, respectfully. Expecting from their father. Anyway. Then we get to the speeches, and Aspen does a speech. I didn't hear what McKelty said to her or like yelled out at the crowd, but Aspen really got her ass back. She's like, this is why you're not up here doing the speech. I'm doing it. I don't know what she said, but I didn't need to. I just appreciated Aspen being sassy. Sassy Aspen. So during her speech, she kind of shades Christine, too. She says that Christine just happens to get younger with age. But then she says she basically acts like a child around David. But also that she appreciates that David can handle that. And then David's daughter, Katie, does a speech. And at this point, this was the first time where I'm like, what's going on here? So Katie says that she's the reason why David and Christine are together, because she manifested them getting together. And how one day, when she heard the news, as we all did, that Christine was finally leaving Cody, she ran into her husband's office and was like, it's here! Let's celebrate! Break out the champagne! And when her husband was like, what? What are you talking about? She's like, I don't know, she just seems great and I want her to be set up with my dad. So this is vague, so I'm making assumptions as to what happened. I think after she realized that Christine was single, she tells David, make a dating profile. So David's telling Christine in the confessional that he made the profile himself. He picked up all his pictures, blah, blah, blah. It, I guess, just so happened that ask, believe, receive, she manifested Christine going on that same, very same app, finding David, and, you know, the rest is history.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? we wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Okay. She says that when David tells Christine that when Christine messaged him that first time, that he told his daughter Katie, and Katie was like so excited, and he said, she made me believe that I could do it. What does that mean? I'm really trying to rock with this relationship, and I know that a lot of people have been like, I don't know about this guy. I'm not sure about the daughter. It's giving, we hit a lick, and somehow we were able to make this work. This was the only time where I was like, okay, that's interesting. I maybe would have saved that, not on mic, because it's a little confusing. After that, Christine's mom does a speech about how Christine's a warrior. You're fierce, you're strong, and yeah, you put on rose-colored glasses, but you can do that anytime you want, because you know what? You created all of this. It's basically like a speech that you would do to, like, Xena Warrior Princess. I'm not knocking it. I was down. It was a lot of emotion. Then we have to watch a lot of footage of Christine and David making out pretty hardcore, like in the middle of the dance floor. And Janelle says in a confessional that the fact that David and Christine are obviously openly affectionate with each other, it's almost like a healing balm that soothes the wound that Cody inflicted. I'm like, yeah, I'm sure David is soothing a lot of things that Cody was not so kind to. Because then she goes on to say, when Cody was telling Christine that he was never attracted to her, or that he thought she was always gross to be with, and then he had to work hard to be with her, what a shitty, asshole-y kind of thing to say to somebody. Like, especially with somebody you've been with for 30 freaking years and you have 6 children with. It's not cool. It wasn't true, and it wasn't cool. David had to come in and fix all that, and Christine now feels loved and seen and attractive and all the things that you should be feeling with your spouse. Exactly right. He said that she was gross to be around. It was gross to be with you. I would die if somebody used that word gross. And especially if you've been inside of me. Like, that's like maybe one of the worst adjectives that you could use. Like, I'd rather you call me a bitch than say you're gross. Like, physically disgusting. Unfortunately, we have to go back to a confessional with Cody wearing his Heart of the Ocean necklace from Titanic. And he says that Christine, you know, like, he really hopes that she finds a soulmate experience, and she told the kids that, and she put out a lot of emotional energy into that effort. And he thinks that she did something magical that drew David to her. How often do you think about this? You know, I'm somebody who, like, lives in my head, you know, and like, after a breakup, I'm like, what the hell? Like, replaying things in my mind. My mind has never even gotten this weird. Like, she put up all this emotional energy, and I think something magical happened that drew David to her. They might be a match made in heaven, and I hope that they have a wonderful day. Okay, so then we fortunately let's just run back to this wedding, because Cody, please. They're doing their first dance, David and Christine, and it's, like, definitely a formal situation. So David says that they actually took dance lessons before that. You could still tell that the spirit of Cody and the Brown family mosh pit was still very much imprinted in her, because she was looking to get twirled quite a bit. Remember how Cody used to twirl all of them, and, like, till their arms almost came out of their sockets, just, like,
jump jiving and wailing, practically. Gosh, I bet that 90s resurgence of swing music really affected Cody in a major way. And that may be something that an anthropologist needs to look at. But anyway, you could tell that spirit is still within her because they're twirling about every 5 to 7 seconds. Like, if that was me, if I were Christine, I would have had to sit down with my eyes closed for like 3 minutes before I got my center of gravity again. That was just a lot of twirling. A lot of twirling. So because Christine didn't want to stress her dad out too much physically with like a daddy-daughter dance, David suggests that she do a dance with all the daughters. So she makes it like a family, a true family affair. Like David's daughters, you come up, Savannah, Maddie, all you guys. It was like a really lovely moment. Gabe says in a confessional that, frankly, he's never seen Christine as happy and how, you know, he doesn't really want to completely blame Cody because he does think that they really tried and gave it a hard go and they really did love each other. But sometimes that's just the way things go. And he's just reassured that this is right for Christine because he can see how happy that David makes her. During one of the tell-alls, did we find out, or maybe the finale that, or maybe the look back, or maybe the talk back, I don't know, that I believe Janelle said that Garrison was kind of talking to Cody again. And I'm getting the vibe that Gabe is also softening toward Cody because I'm not seeing the bite that used to happen with Gabe. And it's interesting. Maybe it's because this is about Christine and not his mom. Maybe he's able to be a little bit more soft about this, but I wonder what's going on with their relationships with Cody now. So, of course, like I said, we know that the Brown family loves to dance or get on a dance floor and make a lot of flailing movements and jump up and down. Cody says in a confessional, you know, I'm actually sad that I had to miss the Brown family mosh pit. Now I kind of feel left out because, you know, the Brown family mosh pit's just so much fun. So much fun. Now, Robin says that when Cody wants to dance with her, which is all the time, she has told him, you can't dance with me until you take dance lessons, because basically our dancing is me as the maypole and you just running around me. And we know that Robin does have an extensive history as a hip hop dancer. If you guys have not seen her popping and locking, I would suggest going down to YouTube and finding that. It's a great video of her from the 90s. What looks like an after-school special. Just a random white girl in a hat. Just you know, like I said, popping and locking. I mean, there's no other way for it. Woo! Somebody get Robin into, like, Breakin' 2. Electric Boogaloo. Have you guys ever seen the Breakin' series? We don't need to get into it. We're going to finish this, okay? But anyway, so then what happens? Like, I'm not sure what kind of dancing they were doing at this wedding. Like, at one point it was giving Midsommar. David and Christine are in the middle and everybody's, like, raising their hands and putting their arms on their shoulders at one point and then just doing, like, a side-to-side, hands in the air, like, you just don't care kind of thing. And I've just never seen a dance like that at the wedding. Like, this wasn't the electric slide. This wasn't the Cupid shuffle. This wasn't the Tamia one. I don't know what this is. But then, according to Christine, she says that this was a flash mob. Now, the flash mob is like things that people plan, right? I don't think this is. I think people just got in a circle around them and just like went, wave their hands back and forth. I don't know, but Christine loved it. She actually said, Christine, in the year of our Lord 2023, said, a flash mob is a dream come true. Can you imagine? Imagine, I want to have the sort of whimsy that Christine has, that somebody doing a flash mob around them at their wedding. Because if it was me, I would have gone full carry. Like, full carry at the end of the movie. Like, what? Do you guys even know me? What the fuck is this? Livid. Livid. How dare you guys besmirch my wedding by doing a flash mob in the 2020s. Okay? But Christine loved it. And I just, like, I would like to have a heart as pure as that just for a moment to know what it feels like. Because this gave me hives, practically. It was like, oh, flash mob. Don't even say those words. After that, they cut the cake. Some real nice making out with the cake was involved. And McKelty yells out, save some for tonight. And Christine goes, oh, we are. Oh, we are. Gabe says that for the first time in a long time, it feels like the real family's back. Did you hear that, Cody? Who's the captain now, bitch? Who's the daddy? Christine. King Christine. After that, David has his friend Jared go get a chair and put it in the middle of the dance floor. And you think, you know, maybe we do a garter toss, something a little sexy between husband and wife. The new Mr. and Mrs. Woolley. No. David, sit down on there. Let me sit this ass on it. Jared, why are you doing a full dance? A full-on lap dance. He was kind of eating a little bit. I can't even lie. Like, some of the moves were good. But I'm just confused because David says in the confessional that this is not a family member, but just like a neighbor kid that he that grew up around David. Jared, why is that your first instinct? And why did it last so long? Like, I thought this was going to be like, oh, haha, like, I'm going to do this for Christine, but I'm going to pretend like it's for me. Nah, I feel like we got a good, we got to two verses of a song before Jared was done. Okay. At one point, Christine was like, okay, sir, scoot over. That's my lap. Okay. And then she tries to do something and, you know, it's not great. Like, I just feel like Jared really had more of the skill and the natural talent. Christine was more of like a cowgirl, very horny situation. Janelle's in the background, like, smile plastered on her face, but dying on the inside, like, okay. It really seemed like maybe Christine forgot who was around for a moment. It really did. Janelle's like, this is getting weird. This is really weird, but whatever. And that was basically it. Like, we just, everybody's just happy. The Brown family's happy to be around actual family again without anybody being scared or some sort of weird politics about how they're treating Robin. And it's just very nice. It was very nice. Hunter says it was nice to see how many people at that wedding were there, because you could tell how loved David and Christine were. And I love that. I know a lot of people were wondering about Leon and Audrey being there. We do see them, but we don't see them. I heard that there was maybe a section at the wedding for those who did not want to be on camera. We did see Audrey in, like, you know, dancing and in some family photos, but other than that, really no involvement, no talking heads, no confessionals with the rest of the siblings or anything like that. But yeah, they seem odd. They look good. Leon looks good. And I'm happy for them. And they looked, like, really happy at the wedding. But I do, you know, I did float a little conspiracy theory around last week that I feel like Peyton might be on timeout from speaking. And I was like, okay, well, let's wait until next episode. And he still didn't get a talking head. And now I think that my theory might be true. I think maybe he might be on lockdown, so to speak. So that's interesting. But I'm actually looking forward to seeing next season. I think we're going to have more involvement with the siblings, especially with Christine full time in, where are they? Utah? Suddenly I just got very tired. In Utah with, like, McKelty and with Aspen. I do think we're going to see more of them filming, which I'm looking forward to. I'm looking forward to seeing, like, what's going on with Aspen. What's going on in her mind? She's been a little shady in ways, like, her face deceives her. Like, she's giving very sweet, but I caught some barbs here and there, and I would like to see more of what's going on with that. And I would like to see more of Robin, just solely responsible for being Cody's PR person. It's not going to work. And how stressed out she is about that. So, thank you guys. If you guys want to hang out, stick around with me and you're wondering what is going to be in the Wednesday slot instead of Sister Wives for a bit, well, 2 weeks from now we got Vanderpump Rules. That airs on Tuesdays, so we're going to be doing Vanderpump Rules, and that's going to be a time. I am excited about that. So with that, you guys, if you want to, I don't know, give me a 5-star only review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, I would greatly appreciate that. Have a great week. Thank you guys so much for listening. Thank me for speaking. And actually, if you're a Sister Wives fan, I would suggest you follow me on Instagram at Everyone's Business But Mine, because the merch is coming, bitches, and there are going to be at least one thing that I think you're really going to like. I'm very excited about it. So, love you guys. Bye.